Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his mountaintop, spyglasses on. And before we get rolling, I want to go over a few things on the timeline because of 9/11 that's upcoming. And 9/11 may be a very, very serious date, either this year or for sure 2019. I don't think there's any way around it with all the signs that have been given. Anyway, from 1897 to 2017, remember Allenby? Or not Allenby, but the Jewish Congress, first Jewish Congress to establish the Nation of Israel, was held in 1897. So you got 120 years to 2017, 2018. And it's very, very interesting because 120 means divine period of probation. In other words, probation is over at the end of the 120 years. Then from 1917-18, when Allenby retook Jerusalem, is 100 years. 100 means election of grace, children of the promise. 1947-1948, UN mandate, Israel becomes a nation. 70 years later, here we are. Israel's restoration should begin, and Jacob's trouble. Okay, then at 67-68, the Six-Day War, we remind everyone of the 6,000 years, because that's the Six-Day War. Every day equals 1,000 years, going to Peter, and I think that's in the Psalms, Psalm 90 probably. Anyway, so we have a Jubilee period, because it's 50 years, and a jubilee is restoration, restitution. So we have both 70 years and 50 years, meaning basically the same thing. Then we had Hail Bop in 1997, 21 years, and you might remember that Hyakutake, the comet, the huge comet, Hail Bop, another huge comet, made a perfect cross over the head of Satan, Algol, the star representing Satan's head, and it's 21 years since then. And we're in that period of soon, and so it looks like, because 21 is 777, Israel is soon going to fly away or be taken over by NATO forces, et cetera, et cetera. Then on 9/11, 2001, we had the World Trade Center where the towers fell. And if you go to 9/11, 2018, that's 17 years. And 17 means victory, one for the overcomers and one for the occult and their new world order. They're going to establish it. Then in 9/23/2015, we had a Pope and the Obama shook hands at exactly 9:23 in the morning on 9/23/2015. And it's very, very interesting that 9/11 is only 11 days short of the 9/23 date this year of Tabernacles. And then we had what I think could possibly be the Star of Bethlehem that occurred on 8/27/2016. It's a Jupiter-Venus conjunction. And, of course, you already know about the blood red moon, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's just very, very interesting that all of this is all coming together. And with what Larry's been researching and what we've been looking at, as to what is going on in Israel, I believe this is really, really, really a heads up that we are either going in to a time of really serious trouble and possibly the taking and removing of the church. I do believe in a at-trib or slightly into-trib rapture position. I think there's a lot of reasons to believe that. Don't know. Can't say for sure. But definitely this is a heads up because it's just too much going on. And why would the Lord give us all of these signs, all of them, for the last 120 years, basically, if they don't mean anything? And as one guy pointed out on YouTube, if the bridge is out, you don't put it on the other side so that the car runs off the bridge or what was left of the bridge and into the ravine. You put the warning sign ahead of the event. The Lord is definitely with the blood red moon and Tu B'Av and all of that on in July of this year. Definitely that was a specific and very obvious warning. And what we are really dealing with here is unbelief, I believe. It's unbelief really in what the Lord has required the Christians to do, and they won't do it. They absolutely refuse. And there's going to be a time of tremendous sorrow and pain. There was a fellow that had a vision of the rapture, and he said that after that event took place, that the sorrow here on earth was just horrendous. It was like you had just lost a loved one. And this is how the world's going to see it. Right now, they're blind. Hi, Larry. Didn't mean to take up all that time.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, we got a really interesting feedback on our last show or two, and they said if it wasn't for us, you and I, that they would be just like mushrooms, raised in the dark and fed BS. And so anyway...
I love it.
Yeah, and so anyway, I thought that was apropos.
People are not listening, Larry. They're sound asleep. And a lot of people that say they are listening really are not. I can remember when I used to give seminars on Babylon and who in America was Babylon, and I'd point out over 100 parameters and descriptions and say, can't be anybody else. It has to be the United States. And it's total unbelief. They couldn't accept it. Just could not accept it. And it's just sad. Anyway, here we are. The Middle East is going up in flames, basically. What's the latest? And by the way, folks, Larry has the latest on shutdowns. There's a lot of shutdowns going on communications. Just remember one thing. They have to shut down the communications to do what they want to do. Remember what the Bible says, sudden destruction, when people don't believe anything like that could happen. So what's the latest on this comm shutdown? It seems like everything's going dark.
Well, it does seem that way. You know, Hal Turner was, he lost a lot of his sources, and a number of people have lost sources out of the Middle East. And at the same time, we've had a really a rampant breakdown of Facebook. Some said Twitter, some say Instagram. A lot of the social networks are being blocked, and the algorithms are working really well, keeping a lot of information out, especially of America. But even Israel, I saw, had posted that Facebook was down there. And so we're really not getting a lot of information out of the Middle East, where it's really going hot, it appears, during the time frame that we're seeing fighting breaking out in Syria and in different directions.
Wow. Well, it would be my take that they are experimenting for what's coming. And probably what's coming, 9/11 is a very, very specific date because when 9/11 and the Twin Towers fell down, that was a warning direct from God himself to America that the time was coming It was kind of a miniature of what is coming to the United States. So 9/11 is a very serious date, and I would advise people to go through the Bible and look up 9/11s and chapters, specifically the New Testament, but the Old Testament still works, and 11:9s, and read what you find. The Lord has singled out 9/11 as a very serious date. I've always been suspicious because trumpets this year end. So the last trumpet, if they sight the moon when they say they're going to, will be on 9/11. That's not an accident, folks. The Lord does this deliberately, and he's trying to wake up the church. I don't think a 2x4 is going to work, Larry. I think it's going to take a 4x4 or 6x6.
I think we're in a really critical situation, and I've seen more and more prophetic reports lately of something greater than our original 9/11 that's about to happen. And at the same time, when you look at the tone of our political warfare, our Game of Thrones, if you will, that's occurring in Washington, D.C. and across the nation, it's at a level where something's not going to be really that great coming along. There's a lot of people calling for some type of event to bring Trump down, and this battle is just humongous. Matter of fact, Labor Day today, Trump has tweeted out again that a lot of situation in America today is because Jeff Sessions never became the Attorney General. And so we've got a lot of warfare here, but also in the Middle East, we've got it breaking loose there too.
Yep, ruler against ruler, authority against authority, and people should read the next part of it because it's America gets taken. And we're about to get taken. We're going down. There's no question about it. The Bible emphatically says that the United States of America is going down. If people don't believe that America is Babylon, they should read Isaiah 47, Jeremiah 50, 51, and especially Revelation chapter 18, and Revelation 17 is also part of it, but it deals more in the spiritual aspect of it. We're going down, and what you're watching is the ruler against ruler, and I'm sure Larry would agree that we've talked about this for some time, never expected it would reach the ferociousness that we're now watching of the rulers. And even in funerals, they're bashing Trump. I've never seen such low life coming from our so-called elite. I mean, height of evil. That's all I can say. You go to a funeral and you hear about Trump bashing in a church. Are you supposed to love one another, et cetera, et cetera? I mean, it's just the height of evil. Anyway, here's a headline, Larry. Iran launches anti-U.S. Israel front from West Iraq with Tel Aviv in missile range, builds base facing the Golan. Now, we have heard that Netanyahu said, get everybody from Iran out of Syria or else. What do you think this is going to do? They're giving the finger to Israel.
Yeah, matter of fact, an Israeli general today made the remark, and he made it towards the north, Lebanon and Syria. He said, if we go to war here in the north, it'll be the last war ever from the north. And that's very telling. And by the way, even today, we're receiving reports in just the last few minutes that a bombing attack has occurred on Syrian air base in southern Syria, and all the planes on the base were destroyed. Now, we don't know whether that was Israel or we don't know that that was U.S. because we're getting conflicting reports of a lot of warfare going on in Syria at the moment and all sides of it with different factions. And we don't really know who's doing what, and it's almost going dark.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. And here's a remark from the Israeli Defense Minister Lieberman. Israel will hit back at Iranian threat no matter where it is. That's a direct threat that they will go into Iran if they have to. Defense Minister Lieberman said Monday that Israel feels free to strike Iran outside Syria as well, responding to reports of Iranian missiles in the hands of an Iraqi militia. He said that Israel's freedom of action for dealing with any Iranian threat was absolute, irrespective of its location. What do you think of that remark?
Well, I find it very interesting. And by the way, I found out that apparently the Command and Control Center for the U.S. And the allies is operating out of Amman, Jordan, for the initiative in Syria. So this is a pretty widespread deal.
Yeah, here's an interesting article that I dug up just a little bit ago. I read you the headline. This just came out a little bit ago. Russia, Iran, Syria, and Hamas have launched 6 steps to counter the U.S.-Israeli plan to hit Iranian military targets in Syria, which National Security Advisor John Bolton finalized in Jerusalem 2 weeks ago. That plan is to strike Iran's al-Quds brigades and allied Shiite militia forces in Syria and western Iraq, as Debka files military and intelligence sources were the first to reveal. The U.S. and Israel agree to provide each other with reciprocal air and military cover for their operations in Syria. This accord was first implemented on August 23rd when unidentified warplanes bombed a pro-Iranian Iraqi Shiite Hezbollah convoy on the Syrian-Iraqi highway. The Russian-backed Iranian-Syrian-Hamas alliance subsequently put together 6 countermeasures. What do you think? I mean, I think if we put this in perspective of the upcoming elections, the hate Trump routine, deep state's hatred, if we get into a war and Trump's going to get blamed for it. Now, Trump himself personally said he wanted to get out of Syria, but deep state's not letting him do it. And maybe this is his way of saying, you know, Sessions is deep state, is what he's really saying. Sessions isn't doing anything. Why isn't he? Because he's deep state. They're not going to do anything to their own people. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true. And you mentioned earlier the McCain funeral, and both of the major publicized funerals, Aretha Franklin and John McCain, were nothing but Trump bashes. But Breitbart had a really interesting article today. He says that John McCain basically was known as the godfather of the deep state, and that the McCain funeral marks an end of an era for the globalist war party. What do you think?
Yep, I think that's right. I think they are going to go to war. They got to have their war. And if they have a war, Trump's going to get blamed for it. And all of this is very, very suspicious because it's coming down before the midterm elections. And then we just heard that Sessions indicted 2 Republicans. He won't touch anybody in a Democratic Party, even though we have absolute proof of wrongdoing. And if the American people are too naive or disbelieving or lazy or whatever it is, that they won't stand up and help Trump do the right thing, we're done for. I mean, America's gone. And I believe biblical prophecy that America definitely goes down. And how this all works, I think we're about to find out. I am extremely suspicious of what is going on now in the Middle East. Here are some of the things that Russia and the rest of them have figured out what to do. Iranian defense minister has arrived in Damascus with a large military delegation to sign expanded military cooperation pacts with Syrian ruler Assad. Israeli and American officials who initially made light of that event have been forced to take a second look, because we know that Iran is really a proxy of Russia. Syria is a proxy of Iran. This is developing exactly as biblical prophecy said it would. Then it says here, number two, Iran was empowered by these accords to deepen its military grip on Syria, backed by the promise of the Russian military and air cover modeled on the U.S.-Israeli mutual commitment. Tehran and Damascus agree to retaliate for every U.S. or Israeli attack on Iran's al-Quds or Shiite militia forces in Syria. So how do we get out of this without major war with Russia?
Well, I'm not sure that you can, Stuart, because and mainly that's the reason I don't post a lot of Sartre Falls information. Of course, we know who is actually Sartre Falls in the background. So we always tell people that the information's propaganda, but there are nuggets of reality in there and truth. And but I did post this one: Russian military declares a war zone around Syria on 1st of September 2018 in the oil and gas war over Syria. What do you think? I think that's accurate.
Yep, that is very, very accurate. That's very, very smart. I mean, Putin is the world's best chess player, and he's doing exactly now. If we go in there, we're going into a Russian war zone because of the exercises they've done. And here's another one here for number four. Our exclusive sources also reveal that the new military pact signed by Iran and Syria provide explicitly for three large Iranian bases to go up in Syria as hubs for the various Iranian command posts dispersed across the country. One outside Aleppo, a second between Damascus and the Israeli Golan border, and a third at a still undetermined location. Well, Israel cannot allow that. They have to go to war. And that's what they want, isn't it?
Well, it certainly could be. And what's interesting is, apparently, like I said, the IDF general, the Israeli general, has threatened the north of Israel. They won't be a problem anymore after this war. If they're pulled into this war, that it'll be over after that. So I'm assuming Isaiah 17 may be close on the horizon.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think we are looking at either Daniel 8 and Daniel or Isaiah 17, or maybe both at the same time, which will then lead to Ezekiel 38, 39, and the taking of the United States. So this is going to get very, very interesting, folks, and not in a very pleasant way either. Number five in this deal with that Iran has made with Syria, and obviously with the backing of Russia. In the wake of these pacts, the United States, Russia, Iran, and Israel are all engaged in military buildups in the Middle East and around Syria of intervention forces for a potential escalation. The Americans have prepared major naval and air strength in the region capable of rapid response, mainly with Tomahawk cruise missiles. The Russians, on the other hand, are massing a sea armada opposite the Syrian coast. Fresh arrivals on Friday, the 31st of August, raised the number of warships to 24. Syrian air defense networks are on the highest war alert since early this week. The IDF's presence in northern Israel has been beefed up, and the troops have been placed on high alert. Number six, on Friday, Iran said it had supplied allied Iraqi Shiite militias with ground-to-ground missiles with ranges of between 200 kilometers and 700 kilometers from western Iraq, meaning Anbar, where Soleimani has concentrated a large force, these missiles can reach Tel Aviv and from southern Iraq, the Saudi capital of, how do they pronounce that? Riyadh? Larry?
Riyadh,
okay. I should know that. My brain is waxing very, very thin these days.
the
allies in the region are therefore under fresh Iranian missile threat from Iraq. So
I was going to mention too, Stuart, because I'd like your opinion on this. You know, Salman in Saudi Arabia has been out of sight and very quiet, and we haven't heard anything from his Arab coalition. But I've seen information coming out of the Middle East in the background. They're claiming that Salman, Prince Salman of Saudi Arabia, has amassed an Arab army of over 300 to 350,000 troops and tanks that are ready to move out at a moment's notice. And remember, he wanted to invade Iran.
Yes. And that would trigger Daniel chapter 8. And that would trigger us probably going in there if the rabbis are reading that correctly. Who knows whether we're reading things correctly or not, but I think so. We've been pretty accurate thus far on who's who. So, you know, there was a rabbi over in Israel that did a huge amount of research on Daniel 8. And his opinion was that they will go forth, and America will destroy them, or basically destroy them and their ability to fight. So I think we're heading into war, folks, and who knows whether we're going to have an EMP event, false flag, economic collapse, EMP event. Could be North Korea triggers their little satellites up there, which a lot of experts believe probably are EMP-type things. And America, without its electrical grid, is in trouble. In fact, we're about done because of our reliance. And coming up at the end, what's your final, what would you tell everybody, Larry? I mean, this is serious, deadly serious stuff.
Well, one of the interesting things is that I would tell people is continue to keep some type of communication available, because right now we don't know when things are up and down. I've been losing satellite connections. I've been losing internet, news sources from TV, you know, but I've got alternative sources. So people need to be aware and continue to watch things. And it's not a time to party. This is a time to be really, really serious.
Yep, and don't forget, folks, we are coming up on 9/11, and that is the Feast of Trumpets. And one of the things that this is, the feast means, is the opening of the gates. And remember Revelation chapter 4, and a door was opened in heaven. That's the rapture of the taking of the bride. I know a lot of people mock it, and they say no such thing's ever going to happen, blah, blah, blah. I've researched it for a long time, and at first I was mid-trib, but the Lord told me to go back and re-look at it, and I am now of the opinion that the bride has absolutely no place in what's coming. So we're either going to get hidden away in a safe spot, or we're going to be leaving. So anyway, Larry, I guess, what do we do? Just tell people heads up. What else can we say?
Well, that's it, Stuart. We've given them a heads up, and I would really ask them the next number of days through next weekend to really watch closely.
Yeah, and if there's anything going on, folks, we'll even come in with a 15-minute quick update. It does not look good over there. Even with the blackout, it looks even worse, because this is exactly what you do when you don't want people to know what's really going on. And if America is a target, which it could well be, then we may have a blackout here as well. And with the sun acting the way it is, who knows? Anyway, take care. I hope you have prepared, have water, food, and shelter. Anyway, we'll see you later, if the Lord is willing. And so good night, everyone. Take care.